And a metaphor that could be made to understand the question if the Muslims and racial foreigners are to blame for the problems we face or if it is the Jewish power movement is as following. Suppose that you own a hen house with chickens that you carefully close the door to every night when you go to bed. But after you fell asleep, a hooked-nosed guy pays some henchmen to come to your yard and open the door to the chicken house before he sneaks away again. Then a fox goes in through the open door to the hen house and catches a couple of your chickens. This goes on day after day after day. Always these henchmen hired by the hook-nosed guy that comes sneaking in the night and opens the door to the hen house. Always the fox that come in and kills a couple of your chickens. Now, who is to blame for the death of your chickens? To blame the Muslims or racial foreigners is the same thing as blaming the fox. Of course, the fox is not innocent. He is responsible through his actions. But at the same time, who can blame a fox that finds such an easy prey? Of course, it would make more sense to blame the henchmen with their pocket full of Judas money, since they are the ones opening the door to the hen house. And of course, it also makes more sense to blame the traitors in our governments that are the ones responsible for opening our borders. They do this out of pure egocentric reasons. They know that your chickens will die, but they see to the benefit of their own bank accounts instead on to the behalf of your suffering. However, there are a lot of henchmen out there. And to get really rid of the problem, we have to attack the source. In this case, the hook-nosed guy. In reality, the Jewish power movement and the globalists and capitalists within it. In reality, it is of course also not our chickens that die, but our people.